Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Shout out to the troops listening, 177 countries, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you are with. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. All that good stuff. And this is the only hour all week where they will let me talk about video games and not football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. So get on in at the toll-free line at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world, 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. So how the show works is we'll talk video games, not just sports video games, because we are not just on Sports Byline, and you can go to sportsbyline.com, click Listen Live. If you want to write me an email, those go to rick@sportsbyline.com, and that's important. Because that's how you request the cheat code that I give away at the end of the game for an older game, usually. And also win the game that I will give away at 40 after the hour in just about a half hour. Second correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. But we're also on SBNationLive.com. We are on SiriusXM 211. That's the Dan Patrick channel as well. Where are my truckers out there? Breaker, breaker, 1-9. Smokey the Bear with them brown paper bags. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, so many ways of listening to this show. So we'll talk video games. I'll let you know what's new this week as well, the new releases as well. So let's get together and talk video games and come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours. Okay, foreign lands. I am Rick Tittle, and the email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. If you want to get in that way, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Melky. I like that name, Melky Cabrera. Melky says, Rick, what are some of the better PS3 games that got under the rug? You mean maybe, like, literally fell under the rug? You mean maybe weren't appreciated? That's what I took from this. I think maybe you mean under the radar. Did you have the spell correct there? That could have been a, let's blame Siri for that one. It's interesting. I started thinking about some of the games for the PS3 that did go under the radar. And by the way, do you still have a PS3? Do you still have it connected somewhere? I do have a PS3. It's not connected right now. I know. I got too many things connected to my TV. What you gonna do? The first thing I thought of was, if you like Kingdom Hearts, and who wouldn't? If you think about all those Kingdom Hearts games, and some of them were really hard, there was one called Disney Universe, and I think that the name of that game hurt it, because when you think Disney Universe, you tend to think it's just little kids. But let's go to those phone lines at 1-800-878-PLAY, and we got Carlos in Chicago. Carlos, you're on the Video Game Review. What's up, man?
I'm wondering if the EA or whoever releases sports video games other than them these days would be able to release sports event, sports games with the regional play-by-play announcers and the public address announcer instead of ESPN's or MLB Network's Matt Vasgersian and all of them. And also, yeah. I'm wondering, let's see, where we can rent video games these days, because the Redbox kiosks are no longer around anywhere that I've seen. So where can we go, like online, or where can we rent video games before we make the decision to buy them these days, instead of just buying them and not liking the video game and having to return it?
All right. Hey, Carlos, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
And lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. Two-part question there. And the thing about local broadcasters, they, you know, it's interesting. In the early days, EA hired Ron Barr from right here at Sports Byline to do the hockey, to be the host. Matt Vasgersian, I think, another Bay Area guy who does a great job on the show when he was doing it. Our own Sports Byline's Damon Bruce did something called The Bigs. But when you get a big video game, unless it's someone well known like a John Miller, or, you know, going back, Vin Scully, Harry Gallis, you know, Harry Carey, guys like that, they want to appeal to a national audience. So, you know, it would be really cool that if you were going to play as, you know, the White Sox, that you'd get the White Sox announcers, or the A's, or the Giants, or whatever. That would be pretty cool, but that would be a logistical nightmare. And then you think about the regional sports networks all trying to keep their trying to keep their rights packages together and how that all works. But that would be cool to do that. Back in the day, they had this thing called Rabble, of which I was on, and I did some local games in the Bay Area here on the internet. So instead of listening to your regional person, you could listen to me. That didn't really catch on, and I think the pandemic kind of killed it. But video game wise, yeah, I don't see that happening anytime soon unless something is super local. And then your other question about renting to see if you like it. I have found the way I do it now is I just go on YouTube or maybe Steam or some other video game website, but usually YouTube does it. You can see gameplay. And obviously you do not have the controllers in your hand, and so you can't get the exact feel of it. But I've been excited about games, and I watch it on YouTube, and I'm like, oh, I would not like that game at all. You know, and so that helped me steer clear, because, you know, it used to be you bought a game for $50, you didn't like it, and you got your $50 back. That didn't last very long. And so, you know what happens? You buy a game for $50 and you sell it back for $12, and then they put it on the shelf for $40. You know, it's like a used car. How much will you give me? Oh, your car's only worth $600. Then you see it on the lot for $2,500. Like, how do you? Yeah. So I appreciate the call, Carlos. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to get in. you know, over the years, it's been a huge deal about, like, who would be calling the Madden. And I remember when they got Chris Collinsworth doing the Madden game, and a lot of people got upset by that. I think the 20th anniversary of the Madden game, I thought that EA kind of mailed that in. And I honestly just said, don't buy this year's version. Just if you need to put Brett Favre in a Jets uniform, go ahead and do it. You know, you have that ability to shape the roster any which way you want. And I think most of us, at least at some point, put ourselves on our favorite team, right? And like, oh, number 12, Tittle is quarterbacking for the Raiders. Wow, that's pretty weird. Back in the day. But yeah, that would be cool to have our own. I mean, the guys that I grew up listening to, that would be really cool to have it. But it just would be, it would be too hard. And there's no doubt that the show does the best job of it. I mean, I think about all the seasons I played MLB The Show, made by San Diego Studios and, you know, former PlayStation exclusive. And, you know, they always say if you go to a baseball game, you'll see something you've never seen before. And all the years I did doing the pre and post game for the Oakland A's, I was always surprised how much that statement was true. And then the bigs took that into account as well. If you play a whole season in the bigs, you'll see some things that are just crazy that they add in, and they're smart enough to say game 63, this will happen. Game 115, this will happen. And instead of just the announcers saying the exact same thing the whole time, and then it gets monotonous after a while. But, you know, I think that would be really cool if somebody, if there would be enough interest in a local team to make a game just for that market. I don't know. You'd have to probably get somebody rich who wouldn't mind hemorrhaging cash. And then I don't know how it would deal, how that deal would work with the MLB, because MLB would want a piece of it, or NHL, NBA, NFL, whatever it is as well. But Carlos, I appreciate the call coming from the Windy City. And lines are open across this great land of ours, this great land of Bulgaria. Sorry, America. 1-800-878-7529. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
The Video Game Review.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's the Video Game Review, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Shout out to our friends at SLC Sports Radio, Salt Lake City, picking up the show as well. Hope everybody's doing good. I remember back in the day, I used to get a call from a guy in Price, Utah. Not a big town, but he was a loyal listener. Where you at, Price? 1-800-878-PLAY. All right, so I was answering a email from Melky earlier about hidden PS3 games when Carlos called, and I always put the callers first. But I was mentioning Disney Universe. It was a riff on Kingdom Hearts, but it took out all the RPG elements. And it was basically just a platformer. And I think if that had been called Kingdom Hearts Platformer, I know it's a clunky name, it would have done better than Disney Universe. There was also a game, if you think about Lost Planet, that was released about 18 years ago in North America, a year after it launched in Japan, and it was an early hit, kind of one of the first HD generation games. And then they had a game called EX Troopers, E period X period Troopers. It was a spinoff that previewed in the West, and it never got a full release on the PS3. And so the games are just here and there, but it still revolved around killing bugs on a snowy planet. But it was very stylized. It had the cel-shaded visuals, very manga-esque. And it's still a game a lot of Capcom fans, Captain Commando, they want to see it more localized in the West. That was kind of a cool one. There was, LucasArts, when we think of them, what do we think of? Star Wars, duh. But you think about games that they made up, like The Secret of Monkey Island, and they occasionally made original games like Fracture. And that was one of the last projects they made before Disney, there they are again, bought them out. Fracture was a third-person shooter, and you could raise or lower the earth with specialized weapons. And there were some puzzle-solving sequences, but it was kind of a cool idea that it was used in combat. And it wasn't totally easy to use, but I just remember it as a game that was trying something really new in an era and a genre, really, that was just oversaturated at that time. Gotham City Impostors, that was an online-only game. It had two factions, and random Gotham citizens decided to start a war, and they dressed up either as Batman or Joker, and it was team-based, and it was kind of like Team Fortress 2, which at that time was on the 360, and it was very goofy, and it was a lot of fun gadgets, and it got great reviews, and never really sold. And Steam had it until about, I don't know, 4 years ago, and then it got delisted. The Kamen Rider Bat Ride War. And they've tried to make, Kamen Rider, if you like Power Rangers, Kamen Rider is so kitschy and so funny, and the names of these monsters, for lack of a better term. It's just that it's all tongue-in-cheek. If you watch it now, like the ones from the 80s, there's a lot of swastikas and things that probably wouldn't go over well on American TV this time. But the Kamen Rider Bat Ride War, you could choose from a variety of heroes, and you fight in these big battles, kind of like Dynasty Warriors, and it didn't have the stamp of approval from Koei at Tempco, but it was kind of a good replica for fans of the series. You know what else is kind of cool? If you think about how Galgun was a niche game, and some players may have never heard of it because when it did eventually port to the West on the PS3, but an even wilder idea was a game with such a weird name, Natsuhiro High School Seishan Hakusho. That'll go over well in the West. That was about 10 years ago, and that was a sandbox roam around game. It gave players the freedom to take camera shots, and it was like Pokemon Snap, and it's still a game that I think was a little bit ahead of its time at that point. And then one more would probably be, I mean, when it comes to like PS1 tactical RPGs, Final Fantasy Tactics would probably go to the head of the line. But I think Konami fans will remember Vandal Hearts as well when it came out on the PS1. And so when Vandal Hearts Flames of Judgment came out, thought that was a cool name for a sequel. It came out in 2010 and it had the same grid-based tactics as the original Vandal Hearts. And the only thing is that was a download-only game. And so it kind of got lost in the shuffle of the whole thing as well, which was too bad. All right. Luckily, I have no updates on the SAG-AFTRA strike. That's a kind of a boring topic. No offense to those involved, but no updates on that right now. Also, this is something new now for the PS5, because the PS5 now supports Apple Pay and supports Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal. And so the Apple Pay thing gives, you know, PS5 users obviously a new way to enjoy. I wish Amazon would take Apple Pay, but I guess they're enemies. But Apple Pay is, of course, one of the most widely used online payment platforms in the world, and you get a digital wallet, and of course you do that all through your smartphone as well. And so if you do use it on the PS5, it'll just give you a QR code, and then you just scan it with your iPhone or your iPad, and then boom, you have it. I think that's pretty cool. Whenever I do it, they're like, add money to wallet. Okay. Now, money is in wallet. I'm like, yeah. Now what? Right? Also, a real quick email here from Manny. Manny said, Rick, the other day you were talking about overrated consoles. The most overrated console is the Xbox 360 because every one of them got the Ring of Death. End of story, period. And then he writes a period. No, thank you for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. No, it's not. The 360 is not overrated. The 360 is one of the greatest consoles of all time. Groundbreaking. I mean, the amount of amazing games. I just think about the first BioShock game I played on that, and Call of Duty 2, World War II was so, I mean, so many amazing games. So if you could say that it had a life of its own, which was on a timer, which was disappointing, I guess you could say that, but it's not overrated in the least. And look, this is the way it works, which sucks. You think they can send a man on the moon, have him golf, and then he comes home and they can't make a car that would last 50 years? Of course they would. Why do you think your iPhone wears out? It's like, yeah, you know, the battery's wearing out. It's like, hey, when I plug it in, it doesn't charge anymore. It's like, yeah, that's all scraped off now. I guess you got to get the new one. There's no reason to get a new one, but it's built that way because they can't just sell you one phone. They got to keep selling you a new phone like every 2, 3, 4 years. And I don't know if Microsoft designed it to get the red ring. But when my Xbox 360 was supposed to get the red ring, it never did. And I was like, not I'm superior, but it's like, well, my Xbox 360 doesn't get the red ring. And then it got it. It got the red ring of horror, terror, disaster, whatever you want, whatever you want. The red ring of death, red ring of waste of money. But by that time, I think we were already on the one. So I think we had already jumped up to the next console. which usually is going to last anywhere between 5 to 10 years, normally about 7 or 8. So, no, it is not the believe me, the Xbox 360 is not the most overrated. You know, and I've heard people say that about the N64 and the Nintendo Switch. And now, if you have disappointments with those things, I can understand. No, the most disappointing systems are the ones that stunk. And the most overrated ones were the ones that stunk. That's what I mean, the most overrated ones. Where the, like the TurboGrafx-16, that was overrated. And I had that. It just had the, I mean, Bonk was your best game. Splatterhouse was your second best game. By the way, the Jason character in that game, what was his name? Rick. Thanks for that. But anyway, I do appreciate the email, despite me disagreeing with you. Come on in. We're all big boys and big girls. 1-800-878-PLAY. Well, come on back. We'll give away a game right here. I'm Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Norman. Rise, Norman.
Hey, thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you. It is the Video Game Review. It's 40 after the hour. That means that we are right above the time to give away a brand new game. The game, you win it by simply being the second correct answer to my email address, which is rick@sportsbyline.com, y'all. Calm, y'all. Just calm. The game's called Reserve. It is for the Xbox One, the Xbox X and S. It's for the PS4, the PS5, the PC, and the Switch. It's for everything. I have here for PS5. Here's the blurb. Quote, Preserve is a relaxing puzzle nature building game in which you flourish a vibrant ecosystem by cleverly placing plants and animals to create a perfect symbiosis to your liking. And this is developed by Bitmap Galaxy and published by Grindstone. Very interesting game that I have not seen before. And my question is this a puzzle game about nature, or is this a game about preserves in a jar?
Well, Rick, didn't you just...
Yeah. And by the way, it is hexagonal. So we've got big words, hexagonal and symbiosis. But Preserve, just let me know. I got it here for the PS5. Let me know if it's a game about preserves or about a nature-building puzzle game. And it's from developers Bitmap Galaxy and the publishers Grindstone. Like a grindstone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't... All right, sorry.
Rick, I liked the show until you started singing Glenn Campbell, and then I turned you off.
All right, fair enough. I appreciate your honesty. And I will get to the new releases a little bit later in the game. I thought I would give a little shout-out, as the kids would say, to Retro Game Con, because they just announced their dates and it's not tomorrow. You have plenty of time to go. Retro Game Con 12, it's going to be October 10th, 11th, and 12th. And it's going to be in Syracuse. And I know Syracuse gets a bad rap sometimes. I don't mean the university, I mean the town. And as someone from the Oakland area, Oakland gets a bad rap too sometimes. So I'm just giving a little love, not just to the OAK Oaktown, but to Syracuse as well. But this is something, I mean, if you think about the Video Game Hall of Fame is in Rochester, speaking of upstate New York. So I'm just giving a little blow, love. This is from the Retro Game Con website. RGC features special guests, hundreds of exhibitor tables, panel presentations from industry professionals, video game music, tournaments, tabletop games, fantastic art, video game free play, charity events, and more. RGC has grown to be the largest gaming event in New York State, drawing thousands from the Northeast U.S. and Canada to downtown Syracuse, New York. RGC celebrates the best in gaming, its art form, its culture, its nostalgia. This is at the On Center Convention Center, which is on South State Street as well. Now, as with anything, you might say, how much be the tickets? And tickets on Eventbrite start at $14. And you go, okay, I'm more interested. If you think about, like, when I go and I just went in March to the video... What's it called? The Game Developers Conference, in San Francisco. If you want to go to that, you're talking about $2,000 because they're giving out so much info about stuff. right? And so you do have to kind of fork when it comes to stuff like that. 1-800-878-PLAY. By the way, I thought I would throw this in as well for people who, if you're done with Baldur's Gate 3 and what an amazing game that was, and you're kind of craving more of that stuff. Well, Critical Role is hard at work apparently on a video game after a patch 8, and the Critical Role co-founder Travis Willingham reveals that they have a video game in the works. They're hard at work. They don't want to announce what it is. They'll say any day now. But until that time, Willingham is referring to the game as the Interactive Slate. So as for the gameplay or setting, the unnamed gaming venture is set to expand on Exandria, which is now 10 years old. That's a world created by Dungeon Master Matthew Mercer back in 2015. And unlike the legend of Vox Machina, Amazon Studios, they did that animated Critical Role series. Fans will, Rick, it's Vox Machina, will play a more significant role this time because Willingham said, quote, they'll actually be getting their hands on the stick and controlling the outcome of this story, changing what might be possible from not just some of their favorite characters, but new offerings in the world of Exandria. So he didn't get into any more further details about that. But, I mean, if you think about it, there are so few modern D&D titles right now. And I know the D&D now is owned by Hasbro, believe it or not. What's up, Hasbro? And what I think about, if you were a kid in the 70s, games were owned by, Mattel would make your toys, or Hasbro, or if it's a board game, it was the Parker Brothers, basically. But Hasbro says that they're talking to lots of partners about the next Baldur's Gate game, and has another new shiny D&D game in the works that stands separately from the series. So you might have another... I mean, it might be another tabletop one to go with it as well. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. As we will get to the new releases here in just a second. One more thing, I was looking at. I love Razer. I think they make amazing mice. Yes, that's what they're called. They make amazing gaming mice, and just. Even if you don't do gaming, you just want to do word processing or surfing the web, really good mice. But they have this RGB lit USB hub monitor, a stand, and it's completely cosmetic. It's well built. It's good looking. It's got some really nice colors coming through it as well. And I know some people like, you know, the tower with the glass window on the side and the fans with the colors. Well, this Razer one's called Chroma Monitor Stand. But, and you can do up to 26 different colors as it goes around. But then I looked at it and it was $200. Now, here's the thing. What's the thing, Rick? The thing is that I guarantee that your monitor already has a stand. And if you, I almost feel like buying $5, if you want something like that, you could buy like $5 Christmas lights. Do you really want to pay $200 for a stand? Probably not. All right, I digress. Let's look at the new releases this week, which are Tuesday releases unless otherwise noted. Actually, we have two Monday releases, Nine Kings for the PC and Frog Legs for the PC. Frog Legs, if you look at box art, is actually really cool. It's got a frog with a shotgun. This is developed and published by a guy named Elliot Dolly. It says a short single-player horror action game starring Carl, the suburban house frog, will you be able to conquer arcade challenges, solve puzzles, and ribbit and tear your way back to the life you once knew? Actually, that sounds really cool. Gimme. These are Tuesdays. Nitro Express for the PC. 15th Prison for the PC. Hotel Architect, PC. Catman. Most of these are PC games because, of course, it's more worldwide developers. Kathy Rain 2, Soothsayer, PC. Mutants, Genesis. This is for your phones, Apple and Droid. Roadcraft, PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Splintered Faith, PS5, PS4. The Mosquito Gang, PC. It's a guy fighting mosquitoes that are about 3 feet tall. Bonaparte, A Mechanized Revolution. This is for the PC. Fantasy Life 1, The Girl Who Steals Time, X and S, Switch, 4-5, PC. Game of Thrones, King's Road. These are for your phones, also Mac. JDM, Japanese Drift Master. That's for the PC.
Tokyo Drift?
Maybe you can go to Tokyo. It does say Japanese. Monster Train 2. This is for the Switch, the PC, the PS5, and the Xbox Series X and S. Tales of Seikyu for the PC. Among the Whispers, Provocation. How's that for a title? PC. An Amazing Wizard. PC. Blades of Fire, X and S, PC, PS5. Bloodshed, PC. Bugtopia, personal computer. City Tales, Medieval Era. This is a personal computer game. Deliver at All Costs, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PC. Final Outpost, Definitive Edition. These are for your phones, Linux and Mac and PC. Glum, A Wicked Misadventure for the PC. How about this? Grandma No for the PC. Mobile Suit Gundam Seed, Battle Destiny Remastered, PC and Switch. Survive the Fall for the PC. And finally, Trident's Tale is on all the big boy systems. All right, we'll take a quick break and we will come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Just a couple minutes left. Rick Tittle with you. Time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Uni. I love that name. Uni says, how do I get Minion in Twisted Metal 2? I love this. Going back to the PlayStation here. If there's one guy who brings a lot to Twisted Metal 2, I mean, I was thinking Sweet Tooth, but Minion, I mean, Sweet Tooth was in between two tires, a clown with two miniguns. But Minion rolls up in a tank and is not invincible, but can take a lot of hits and at the same time unleashing some firepower that even Sweet Tooth can't match. So you want him right away? Go to the vehicle selection screen and press left one, up, down, and left. There it is. Go to the vehicle selection screen and press left one, up, down, and left. And you have Minion. And believe me, this game was made before Minions were cute little orange guys, or I should say yellow guys, that speak really fast Italian. I didn't know that until I went to see a Minion movie, and they're going, prego a lui, tesa ragazzo, imbecile. And I'm like, oh, they're just speaking Italian. And I wondered, are Italian people offended by that? Okay. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week. Coming up next, sports talk on all these networks. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on VGR.